I'm referring to specifically like the parnosa at this point. I don't know exactly what's going on, but it sounded to me like your mumish, not the way you expressed, like it's just been really, really hectic for you and you're not managing and you just want to find something completely different. So I don't know exactly how it should play out, obviously, and that's obviously only between you and Hashem. But at the same time, what I did want to give you just a little bit of chizuk is that you're not obligated to do. It's obviously easier said than done, but at the same time, you know, like I say, I don't know how exactly it'll play out, but just the concept, which is a very important concept, you're not obligated to do anything beyond your chiyuv of ishtadlus. What I mean to say is, for somebody who comes and tainas, they have to work on Shabbos because they can't make out. We know that's sheker because we know Hashem doesn't expect one to do ishtadlus beyond against halacha. And in the same vein, if somebody's health is being really, really affected detrimentally because they don't have any time for themselves. Obviously, a person's got to do a proper ishtadlus. They can't say, I'm going to work 10 seconds a day and I'm yotze. You understand these things. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, a person does a normal, valid ishtadlus and zero. And if a person's doing way beyond that, they're not expected to do that. Now, a person sometimes might feel stuck and say, well, if I had another way, I would. You know? But I just want to say, I don't know exactly how to translate this, but what I have found is that there's two mahalchim that sometimes people take. One is like Avraham Avinu, like he said, listen, I'm jumping in the fire and Hashem's going to save me. And one is like his brother Haran, who said, wait, let me suss it out and let me see what happens with Avraham Avinu, and then I'll tell you whose side I'm on. And then when he saw Avraham Avinu survived, as you know the story, he said, fine, I'm on his side. And then he died when he got thrown in, or he got severely injured and then died in the fire. And Hashem didn't make a miracle for him because he didn't have a real bitachon and just let go and say, you know. So again, I don't know how to translate this, but what I do just want to share is that if you really feel like, if you're really like suffering, you're not obligated to continue this way. You're not obligated to continue another day suffering in this way. You know. I don't know where to, I don't know how Hashem's going to help, I don't know what, etc. But I just wanted to say, you're not, that's not your, you know, sometimes a person maybe just has to, I don't know how, take a jump in a different direction and say, you know what, I'm stopping this. Because you're not, just like a person, if they're working on Shabbos, they shouldn't first find a job and then say, okay, I found an alternative job, now I can start keeping Shabbos and stop working on Shabbos. That's not Avraham Avinu's approach, that's Haran's approach. Let me suss it out and see if it works out, great. If I can't work it out, then, you know, that's not. If a person's completely overdoing themselves, again, I don't know the ins and outs, but from what it sounded like, you're not obligated to do that. And you have to stop in terms of, you know, that's not what Hashem would even want you to do. And it's not simple, it's much easier said than done when one's not in the going through their own struggle. But I just, because it just pained me so much what you're going through, I just wanted to share this with you. And at the same time, I just want to share with you two things, or three things, that again, Hashem has given me this chus to have a certain clarity and light about, and I wanted to share it with you. And that, you know, if we really believe Ein Od Milvado, we believe, like the Maaseh Yesharim says, that Ishtadlus has nothing to do with the outcome, it's just a tax. As you know, when one pays tax, it doesn't help one, you know, make income. It just, you have to pay the tax. The same with ishtadlus, Maaseh Yesharim says. It doesn't help, obviously, bring in the income. It's a tax you have to pay. So if one really believes that, then firstly, like we're saying, one won't overdo it, and one will just do within what, as I've just expressed. And secondly, for me, if a person really believes in Hashem, and the reason I'm mentioning this to you is because I've just had a real new chizuk of who you are. You're just like such an incredible, I don't know what the right word is, not just ben Torah, like real deep understanding of Emunah and Hashem. Every time I talk to you, and that's why I wanted to share this with you, a person who's really on those lines understands that everything is from Hashem. And if that's the case, that everything's from Hashem, we want to do his eitzes. So obviously, as we all trying to do, one needs to talk to Hashem in their own words, asking Hashem, etc., thanking Hashem for the situation, which I know you do. I know you give me chizuk in the way that you do that. Two just things, if you're not aware of them, maybe you are aware, but two things that have been absolutely amazing for me. Again, they're not just a 10-second thing. It's a little bit of investment of time. The one might be 5 minutes. Other, you have to see for yourself what's the best. And I just will tell you with me what's been absolutely amazing One is it's a havtacha, it's a promise from the Gemara Yerushalmi. It's paskened in the Mishnah Brura. Okay, so I'm just saying you can't really go wrong with this. It's not some sort of random segula you find in a weird mystical or even just a mystical sefer. It's from the Gemara down to the Mishnah Brura that a person who says the Parshas Haman, which one can find at the back of the, you just look at one of those art scroll sitters, you know, like the black cover. After Shachris, you find that there, Parashas Haman, there's a little Yehi Ratzon, and you say the Parasha of the Man, which is a quote from the Torah, of the section of the Torah where the man fell down. And the Mishnah Berurah says a person has to say it with Kavanah, obviously. You can't just read through it. It's because it's not just about saying the word, it's about really meaning what one says. I know, Ribbono Shel Olam, just like you brought down the man, you the one bringing down my man. And just saying that every day, says the Yerushalmi, Mishnah Berurah brings it down. The person says it with Kavanah, they will never lack. The Parnasa will never go down. I'm just saying it's a Havtocha from the Yerushalmi. Obviously, there's sometimes a person that never questions Hashem, but if a person wants to do a real Hishtadlus, the Chazon Ish says half of Hishtadlus is Tefillah. Okay? And not of the spiritual part. Half of the Hishtadlus, says the Chazon Ish, is Tefillah. So I'm just, you know, Beinenu, you know, if things are just too much, then in whatever way is possible to stop, but at the same time maybe to stop that, you know, try find a different direction, but at the same time to maybe take on something like saying the Parashas Haman, which will be maybe 5, 10, 7, whatever, however many minutes extra every day, and it's a commitment, but at the same time it's a tremendous wonders. A segula from the Yerushalmi to the Mishnah Brewer. What more does one want when we believe Einod Milvada? That's the first thing, which is tremendous, tremendous. If you want me to send you the exact, I'm just driving now. If you want me to send you the exact source, just send me a reminder and I'll send you the source of where it's brought in the Mishnah Brura. I think it's in Siman Dalet. And I'll send you an exact, I have it on my phone also. If I remember after I'll be there, I'll send it to you. The second thing, and this is maybe a bit more, but also absolutely incredible. I don't know how much you've learned about Birkas HaMazon. But saying, you know, there's Birkas HaMazon that can be said in 5 minutes, and there's Birkas HaMazon that can be said in 15, 20 minutes. You know, like really trying to have kavanah on each word. Again, it's an undertaking, and it's something, it's not easy for everybody to do. But at the same time, if we believe Ein Od Milvado, and we believe that Hashem is providing everything, and we want to do some Hishtadlus for our situation, and we know that it's Hashem, I just want to share with you what I've found. And Birkas HaMazon, I'll be near to send you after also, just a source. The power of saying Birkas HaMazon, not just saying it b'kavana. There's been people who, like, if they know they're not going to be able to say it with kavana because they're rushing, etc., they won't eat bread. Because the power of Birkas HaMazon is just out of this world when it's said with kavana. So if a person also takes it on Bli Neder to, with whatever one's capacity is, some people can say it a little bit slow, some people can have kavana for every single word, you know, and say it very slowly and think of the letters. Some people, not using a sitter, use a sitter. Those are the things I'll Bli Neder send you. But it's brought, it's famously brought in Halacha, it's brought in the name of numerous Sfarim, but just the one source, maybe I'll send it to you after, it's the Bach, in the name of the Minchas Chinuch, Sefer HaChinuch, and others, that you'll find in the Birkas HaMazon, there's no Pesofis. Why is there no Pesofis in the Birkas HaMazon? Because a person who says Birkas HaMazon with Kavana, that will never experience the Af of Hashem, the anger of Hashem, and the other words that end in the Pesofis. A person will never experience the wrath, the anger of Hashem, when they say Birkas HaMazon with Kavana. The Sefer HaChinuch says that a person who says Birkas HaMazon with Kavana again will never lack his parnasa. So I'm just saying, those are, what more of a haftocha do we want than these things? And then, you know, we've seen many, many stories. Obviously, one has to realize that tefillah is the rabbanon, very important, all the tefillahs, but at the same time, it's Birkas HaMazon is a deraisa. And as it's brought, I'll send to you after. Anyway,